I had spent the afternoon visiting a friend living in North Dakota, up near the Canadian border. As our visit ended, I stepped into the frigid night air and was awestruck by what I saw. I was unable to speak the first time I saw the northern lights, the aurora borealis, filling the cold, black night sky. The vastness of it was impossible to comprehend. Sheer curtains of shimmering light hanging from heaven itself. Sheets of red waving, being blown by an invisible wind. Elegant drapes of light reminding me of the magnitude of God and His handiwork. But what do you notice in the world around you that helps you remember the handiwork of God? I pray this guided audio meditation from Psalm chapter 19 will help you encounter the works and the Word of God around you, to remember how the heavens are always telling of the glory of God. So take these next 15 minutes as a gift for you to experience the handiwork of God. Allow your mind now to settle as you notice your breathing. Let your eyes stay open this time, but in a soft, relaxed gaze. If possible, sit outside or near a window, some place to remember the expansive sky above you. And for this minute, be still and satisfied, encountering Him as you rest under His sky above. Continue in this time by listening and replying to this passage from Romans chapter 1. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, may all I encounter remind me of You. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. Since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature can be clearly seen. So, Heavenly Father, may all I encounter remind me of You. God is understood through His workmanship in all His creation and the wonderful things that He has made. So, Heavenly Father, may all I encounter remind me of You. God is seen in creation, so that they who fail to believe and trust in Him are without excuse and without defense. So, Heavenly Father, may all I encounter remind me of You. In this moment of stillness, become aware of temptations to move and act. Note them, and then return to rest and listen in stillness. We don't often take time to rest under the expanse of God, much less to listen to the whispers of heaven. How do you feel sitting and listening? For a moment, note how your body responds to the quiet. What emotions do you notice as you remember the expanse of God? As you sit still, listening to the sky proclaim His glory. As you lean your ears and eyes towards heaven, does your mind ever drift? Well, where is it drifting? Certainly don't judge yourself for wandering thoughts, but rather note them and center back on the sky above. Center on recalling the handiwork and the voice of God in all of creation. Scan your body and your breathing for any thoughts or feelings or emotions blocking you from encountering God. Release them and center back on remembering the stillness. Whisper, Heavenly Father, may all I encounter remind me of you. Allow the divine rest under God's sky to become your centering prayer. Center too on your breathing. Bring attention to each breath. Each inhale bringing peace. Each slow exhale releasing tension. With your eyes now closed, take a deep breath in through your nose from your belly. Hold it for a moment. And now slowly release it by blowing it out through your mouth. In through your nose from your belly. Hold it. And now slowly release it by blowing it out through your mouth. Try this a few more times. Stay centered on your breathing and the sacred words, Heavenly Father, may all I encounter remind me of you. Continue as God's word graces you with peace. Listen to this, the first of three scripture readings from Psalm chapter 19, verse 1, and we'll begin in the New American Standard Bible. Listen carefully to this passage written by King David and hear his ancient inspired words being written for you and into your life. To my fellow companion of the way, rest and see the works of God. Listen for his words, for the heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. Did a recurring word or image or thought come to mind? Well, listen once more for how your perspective is changed by this verse. The works and the word of God. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. What thought did God's Spirit remind you of? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to surrender to the stillness of God under the heaven of God. listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen from the Common English Bible. Heaven is declaring God's glory. The sky is proclaiming His handiwork. One day gushes the news to the next, and one night informs another what needs to be known. Of course, there's no speech, no words. Their voices can't be heard, but their sound extends throughout the world. Their words reach the ends of the earth. What in the passage most resonated with you? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, let the words remind you to be even more still, resting with God as you listen once again, now from the Amplified Version. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and the expanse of heaven is declaring the work of His hands. Day after day pours forth speech, and night after night reveals knowledge. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What deep longings are you ready to share with Him? What are you encountering that reminds you of Him? Well, let these reflections move you now without effort into a time of prayer with God. For this next minute, surrender your heart, your mind, your soul, and your spirit now in restful prayer. Continuing now, resting in imaginative contemplation, close your eyes and remember how the expanse of heaven declares the work of His hands. Take a moment now, too, to listen to the heavens telling of the glory of God. Take this next minute to remember and listen to the heavens speaking to you. Watch the heavens to reveal His knowledge. rest here in closing, remembering how the handiwork of God is being proclaimed in the sky and the heavens above. Listen for the heavens to speak to you. Watch for His knowledge to be revealed to you. And be mindful of moments how God may use you to speak and reveal His presence to someone you encounter along the way. Now receive this prayer of benediction to remember that the heavens are telling you of the glory of God, and the expanse of sky is declaring the work of His hands. Day after day pours forth speech, and night after night reveals knowledge, so you may rest in the presence of Christ. Be guided by the stillness of the Holy Spirit, and encounter God along the way, now and forever, as you whisper without ceasing, "Heavenly Father, may all I encounter remind me of You." Amen.